Good morning and welcome to Morning Manna Podcast. Hey, do you like going to the movies? Well, I enjoy going to the movies, but my favorite part of going to the movies is with my son-in-law, Justin, because after the movie, what we do is we talk about what's the message of the movie, what's the producer trying to convey to us, and what are the hidden messages that are in the midst of that. So I think oftentimes people don't realize that every producer with every movie, every author with every book, every advertiser with every ad, and so on, have messages that they are wanting us to receive. And so some of those messages are implied or hidden messages that are subtle, and oftentimes we don't even recognize them because we're distracted by some of the other information they're given to us. Well, that's one of the things I want to talk about today is being careful about getting distracted as we continue to look at Proverbs chapter 7 and how to recognize and avoid the seductive tactics of the enemy of our souls. But first, we need to pray. Father, thank you for the truth of your word, because it's truth that sets us free, keeps us free, and sanctifies us, keeps us drawn to you. So, Lord, draw us to you. Give us ears to hear what your Spirit has to say, and to your glory in our time together. In your name we pray. Amen. So, hey, we left off at the naivety of man in Proverbs chapter 7, verses 6 through 9. It said this: "For at the window of my house I have looked out through my lattice, and I have seen among the simple, I have perceived among the youths, a young man lacking sense, passing along the street near her corner, taking the road to her house in the twilight, in the evening, at the time of night and darkness." See, God sees all things from the window of his house. There is nothing that goes without notice from the Lord. Psalm 139:1 says this: "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it." Well, when we take this passage into consideration, we could be asking ourselves, well, why doesn't God just stop us or rescue us? Well, that's not what love is all about. You see, pure love never demands obedience. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says this: "Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This pure love," or God's love, "never fails." Then later on in that same chapter, verse 11, this is really important. It says this: "When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things." As verse 11 states, there has to be a change that takes place. The mature person is not based on age. It's based upon them receiving Christ as Lord and Savior and receiving his type of love, then choosing to follow him. As it states in the beginning of Proverbs chapter 7, that the mature or the changed person, 1, treasures God's word above all other messages, 2, follows God's words above all other roads, 3, continues to read and study God's word regularly, 4, seeks God's word to guide them in life, and finally, 5, personalize God's word to guard their hearts and minds from the enemy's distractions. Well, let's get back to identifying the ways of the seductive, adulterous woman so that we can learn how to avoid to falling prey to the ultimate purpose, which is to destroy our lives. Proverbs 7, verses 10 through 12. "And behold, the woman meets him. Dressed as a prostitute, wily of heart, she is loud and wayward. Her feet do not stay at home, now in the street, now in the market, and at every corner she lies in wait." Remember, this adulteress is both a person, but it's also a metaphor for the enemy of all mankind, who is Satan. His plan is to get us to embrace idol worship. Anything other than Christ that is meant to capture our attention and lead us to destruction. So the first thing that we can recognize about this adulteress is she lies in wait. Man, she's searching all over the place for the man who is void of understanding. 1 Peter 5:8 says this, "Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." The next thing that I want us to pay attention to is that the adulteress appears, is her appearance. She's dressed as a prostitute, wily of heart. The adulteress is dressed to appeal to our emotions. That's a huge red flag, folks. Remember when God told Samuel to go and anoint one of Jesse's sons to be king? And Samuel kept looking at the outward appearance of the young men. But the Lord said to him, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So what's our red flag? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 says this, "For no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deed." You see, Satan disguises himself as something that he's not. Satan appears to be righteous and spiritual and good, but he's not. He's a whitewashed tomb. There's death beneath the surface. He's an angel to be sure, but not of the life, of the light. Remember, Jesus said he's the father of lies, and that is his true nature. He is not of Christ. Satan's endgame is always distraction and destruction. Can I ask you, have you heard of any stories where there's an angel of light that proclaims another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel that is contrary to the Bible? Well, I don't want to get distracted here, but I must confess that I was cleverly deceived by the father of lies until I began to read the Bible and discovered a Jesus I didn't know. The Gospel of John was life-changing to me. Literally, eternally, life-changing. You see, Jesus of the Bible is God who became a man to save you and me. Jesus is the unchanging God who always was, always is, always will be, who became a man born of a virgin, shedding his blood on a cross, and rose from the grave to save us. I want to look at two of the hundreds of passages that speak to Christ's divinity. It's found in Isaiah 45:21. It says, "And there is no God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. Turn to me and be saved, and all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear allegiance." Well, who is this passage speaking about? Well, we can turn to the New Testament, the revelation of Philippians chapter 2, beginning verse 5. It says this, "Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. Although he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." I want to assure you that my heart wants to just warn you of the enemy's seduction, to teach you to recognize the enemy, to protect you. Just as Solomon said in Proverbs 7:24, "Now therefore, my sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths. For many are her victims she has cast down, and numerous are all her slain. Her house is the way to Sheol, descending to the chambers of death." Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me." For my desire for each of us is to know Jesus as your way of life, your truth for life, and your purpose in life. God bless you, and thank you for joining me today. Have an awesome Monday.